So it'll be 4 home games in 5 days for the Raptors once we get through the Monday through Friday. If you're looking for a place to stay from out of town, if you're coming in to watch the Raptors this summer, whether it's this upcoming weekend or weekends to follow, Cobblestone Hotel in Sweetson, Wisconsin Rapids is here for you. The 0-2 from Paulson misses low and into Mitchell. Count moves to a ball and 2 strikes. Cobblestone Hotel in Sweetson, Wisconsin Rapids offers a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes 4 leg companions. Bring your dogs, bring your cats, bring your family pets to the yard. Or to Wisconsin Rapids this summer. We'll have to check on if you can bring them to the yard. But definitely bring them to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer, because you can at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites. County 2-2 here on Mitchell. The right fielder awaiting the payoff delivery from Paulson. Looks at first. Here it comes. Breaking ball missing up. And now Mitchell's gone from 0-2 to 3-2 in his first plate appearance tonight. On deck is the shortstop, Kucherich, the catcher, Collins, to follow. Mitchell playing in his 12th game of the summer, a 214 hitter entering today. 3-2 pitch, popped in the air, shallow right field. Trotter Boston, the second baseman, out on the grass, calling off Degatti and company to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Paulson just a pitch away from getting out of the inning if he can induce a ground ball here from Ryan Kucherich. The LSU Tiger walking up to some Bob Marley is playing in his third game for the Loggers this summer. He's got a hit in each of his first two games. Went 1-for-2 against Green Bay on June 8th, that being on Saturday, and yesterday picked up a knock against the Raptors as the first pitch from Paulson, an elevated delivery that's in there for a called strike. Yesterday, Kucherich was the leadoff hitter, had that single and scored in the seventh, but began his day with 3 straight punchouts. The 0-1 breaking ball cranked in the air high and deep to left field. Tyler McClanahan can just watch it go. 3 games, 3 hits for Kucherich. That's a big swing of the bat there off Nick Paulson. The Loggers strike first tonight at Copeland Park. It's 2-0 with one out here in the home half of the second inning. No doubt about that one off the bat of the right-handed hitting shortstop, and it'll bring up the 7-hitter, Jack Collins. And for Collins, he leads the Loggers in batting average so far this season. The redshirt sophomore from Cal State University, Long Beach. First pitch in there for a called strike. From Paulson, the California native is a returning Logger, played 16 games for lacrosse a season ago. So far this year, a 368 hitter and 19 at-bats, 7-for-19 is Collins. The 0-1 pitch hit on the ground, left side, gloved by Onati over at third base. He'll make the throw across the diamond in time to retire the Logger catcher for the second out of the inning. 5-3 goes Collins, and it'll bring up Cam Pruitt. Pruitt playing in his 8th game of the summer. Through 7 games and 23 at-bats, he is 5-for-23, a 217 average for the right-handed hitting infielder out of Wharton County Junior College. The first pitch to him is fouled away back behind the screen and onto the concourse behind Copeland Park press box. Count begins, no balls and a strike on Pruitt. Had a 2-hit game against the Rochester Honkers back on June 1st. Did not play yesterday against the Raptors, but did play Saturday against Green Bay as the 0-1 pitch is in there for a called strike on the outside corner from Paulson. Count move 0-2. 376 off the bat of Kucherich on that 2-run blast. The first hit of the ballgame. 0-2, this one hit in the air down the right field line, giving chase and finding the seats. Jorge Degatti ended up running near the Raptor bullpen. We'll get another 0-2 here to Pruitt. And time called from the crew chief behind home plate, Shem Martin, before this 0-2 delivery from Paulson. Raptors had Madison in their 4-game series where they did not strike first in 3 of the ball games. 0-2 pitch, hit out in the air to left field. That's going to drop in front of Tyler McClanahan and get by the Raptor left fielder. Advancing to second and sliding in feet first safely is Cam Pruitt. He's in scoring position with 2 down here in the second. We'll wait to see how it's scored, but either way, the Loggers have another runner out in scoring position in this inning. Didn't touch the glove of McClanahan, just misplayed it on the read, but it will be a single and advancing to second on an error for Pruitt. And bring up the nine-hitter, Gable Mitchell. Hitting from the left side, Mitchell, the third baseman tonight for lacrosse. Lefty on lefty battle here for Paulson Sepp, the first delivery. This one hit in the air, center field coming in. That's going to drop in front of Jake Beauchesne. Getting the wave around from third is Pruitt. The throw to the plate is not in time. First pitch swinging is Gable Mitchell, and it's an RBI single for the nine-hitter in the lacrosse order. They've plated three here in the home half of the second. Two off the home run from Kucherich, and there, Gable Mitchell getting it back to the top of the order for the second time in as many innings with R.J. Hamilton. Hamilton now playing in his 11th game with the Loggers this year. Struck out swinging against Paulson to begin the ballgame back in the top of the first on three pitches. First pitch from Paulson to him is there on the inside corner for a called strike. Hamilton from Vanderbilt, the freshman's a native of Birmingham, Alabama, in his 10 games so far this year. Entering today, 9 for his first 32, a 281 hitter, 6 RBIs, doubles for the Vandy Commodore. A 1 breaking ball from Paulson missing downstairs, even up the cat at a ball and a strike. Alex Brody's doing the catching tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. The last two games and rounding out the homestand were caught by Bryson Stripling, who homered yesterday. Here's the 1-1. Missing inside. Hamilton having to get out of the way of that one for ball two. As mentioned for the Raptors, 7-8-9-0-9 Brody McClanahan due up when we get to the third inning against right-hander Tyler Albanese. No runs on hits and error for the Raptors. 3 runs on 3 hits. No errors for lacrosse. Here's the 2-1 from Nick Paulson. Check swing either way. It appeared Shem Martin was calling that a strike all the way on the heater. Paulson's worked the count even here. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Couple steps off first is Gable Mitchell following his RBI single being held on by Schaefer. And a pickoff move from Paulson to check in on Mitchell prior to the 2-2 delivery on R.J. Hamilton. Another logger that the Raptors did not see yesterday. Hamilton most recently played back on Friday, June 7th at Green Bay. Went 1-for-5 as the 2-2 pitch hit on a 2-hop over to short. Kyler McIntosh will field and throw to first base in time. The Loggers send 7 to the plate here in the second inning and score 3 times, 2 of them off the bat of Ryan Kucherich in his first at-bat here at Copeland Park, a 2-run homer. And the Raptors trail through 2 innings on the road. We'll be back to the top of the third in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about milk producers,
I should say. Yep. Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
The top of the third here from Copeland Park. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors on your home of the Raptors, WHR. Wisconsin Rapids bring the 7-8-9 spots up to the plate here in this third inning against the lacrosse right-hander Tyler Albanese. 3-0's our score in favor of the hosts in the second of four total matchups between the Raptors and the Loggers this season. First pitch from Albanese to Mason Onati is a fastball on the outside corner and is called strike one. A two-run homer from the shortstop Ryan Kucherek in the bottom half of the second inning. Cam Pruitt then singling and coming in to score on a Gable Mitchell RBI knock to make it 3-0. The 0-1 from Albanese. Breaking ball, missing low and outside. Onati holding off to even up the count at 1-1. On deck is Alex Brody, the catcher, Tyler McClanahan, the left fielder to follow. Raptors in the hole early. The 1-1 pitch from Albanese. That one's there on the outside corner. Another fastball for called strike two. Talked about in the top half of this inning. The homestand to come here in the weekend for Wisconsin Rapids. 1-2 the count out of the windup. Albanese gets the signs from his catcher Collins, the payoff. Foul tipped out of the glove of Collins off the bat of Mason Onati. Count stays here at 1-2. Raptors having that off day on Monday. And if you're coming in from out of town and you're staying at Cobblestone Hotel and Suites for that entire homestand, but you're looking for something to do during the day on Monday when the Raptors just aren't playing, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. The 1-2 pitch to Onati checks that elevated delivery. Looking down to third base, no swing on the appeal, says the third base umpire William Jett. Count now 2-2. For more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, check them out online at visitwisrapids.com. Once again, that's visitwisrapids.com. The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau to check out what else there is to do. So much fun to be had in the Rapids area this summer, along with attending a Raptor game. The 2-2 missed for ball three. Here's the full count delivery to Mason Onati. It's outside for ball four. Onati draws a 7-pitch walk. The Raptors have a man on to begin the third inning. It's their second base runner of the ball game, both via a walk from Albanese. No hits allowed yet from the San Jose State right-hander in the early going. It'll bring up Alex Brody, the right-handed hitting catcher from Shorter University in Plainfield, Illinois. Brody getting another look behind the plate. He is caught and pulled right along with having the duties as the DH at some point this year. A first pitch fastball right down the chute from Albanese in for strike one. Brody now playing in his 9th game with the Raptors this summer as a 200 hitter in his 8 games, 5-for-25 thus far. 0-1, breaking ball low and out. Appeal down to first on the check swing. Brandon Wells says no swing. Last played against Madison on June 7, the 6-2 loss at home. Brody 1-for-3 with a run scored and a double. Struck out twice against Miller pitching on Friday night. Pickoff move to check in on Onati. A close call at first base. Tag applied by Wattis Mason getting in there safely. Brody, in his last 3 games played in, has an extra base hit, doubling. Can make it 4 as well, actually. Last Saturday, June 1st, in the 9th inning against Wausau, had a 2-run homer in the 9th with 2 outs as the 1-1 pitch fouled straight back. It's now a ball and 2 strikes. Had 3 homers, I should say 3 RBIs against Madison on the road on June 5th. Cleared the bases with a double to right field off the glove of Charlie Marion, who was the right fielder for the Mallards that night. It tied the game at 6 in the 7th inning. All 6 runs in that ballgame for the Raptors were scored in inning number 7. 1-2 pitch from Albany swung right through by Brody. He's down on strikes, first out of this third inning. And it'll bring up the 9-hitter and left fielder Tyler McClanahan. McClanahan now playing his 10th game with the Raptors this summer. Through 9 games, T-Mac is 5-for-26, a 192 average for the freshman out of Orlando, Florida. Last played in the Friday night game against Madison. Had the last 2 days off as the first pitch to him misses low and out for ball one on a breaking ball from Albanese. And that Friday night loss to the Mallards went 0-for-3. 3 punch-outs for McClanahan. His big game of the season coming 8 days ago on Sunday against Lakeshore. 0-1-0 pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike. Throw down to second is in time. Onati caught stealing by Collins. Tag applied by the second baseman Pruitt for the second out of the inning. So count evens, a ball and a strike on McClanahan. He's got to go to work here with two outs and nobody on. Talking about his game against the Chinooks last Sunday, McClanahan 3-for-4, a double, and a run scored in that 7-5 win. 1-1 to McClanahan. Misses low for ball two. Back to the top of the order for the Raptors on deck with the left-handed hitting second baseman Trotter Boston. Still searching for their first hit of the evening. Here comes the 2-1. A breaking ball missing inside. McClanahan in the driver's seat here, sitting at three balls and a strike. For the Loggers in the home half of the third inning, 2-3-4 duo. Murrah Wattis and Luke Davis against the left-hander for the Raptors, Nick Paulson. Here comes the 3-1 from Tyler Albanese. Swung on and missed by McClanahan. We have a full count here with two outs and nobody on in the top of the third. Back to the leader there for Albanese. We'll see what he does on the 3-2 delivery. Long rock and fires. Fastball got him looking on the outside corner. 91 on the gun there for Albanese. His fourth strikeout of the ball game. Once again facing the minimum here in the third. We head to the bottom half of the inning. 3-0 the score in favor of the Loggers. You're listening to Raft Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. Locally grown radio.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
With combined decades of experience, the team at ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
It's the bottom of the third inning here in La Crosse. The Raptors find themselves trailing 3-0 in the 13th game of 72 in this 2024 Northwoods League season. It's the sixth game away from Winter Field for the Raptors in year 15 of the organization. Andy Ocker, voice of the Raptors, back here with you. It is the 2-3-4 spots due up for the Loggers against Nick Paulson in this frame. Matt Murrah, Zach Wattis, and Luke Davis. Murrah 0-for-1, a ground out to third back in the first inning. The first pitch from Paulson to him misses high. Wattis and then Davis, as mentioned, so it'll go righty-lefty switch. So, a.k.a. Davis hitting from the right side as well. It's the left-hander, Paulson. The 1-0. This is up and in for ball two. Murrah playing in his seventh game, as mentioned. The Honolulu, Hawaii native coming into today, 8-for-25, a .320 hitter. One extra base hit, that being a double coming back. I should say a triple against Green Bay on June 5th. Hits the 2-0 pitch. Into the air in right center field. That'll fall between Degatti and Beauchesne for a leadoff single. 1-for-2 is Murrah so far tonight. It'll bring up the left-handed hitting first baseman, Zach Wattis, who went down swinging to end the first inning. Wattis, the TCU Horned Frog. Talked about him reaching base three different times and driving in two runs yesterday. It's prior to the first pitch to him, a pickoff move from Paulson over to first base to Grayson Schaefer checking in on Matt Murrah. Three runs on four hits, no errors for the Loggers, no runs on no hits, and an error for the Raptors. First pitch breaking ball inside from Paulson misses for ball one on Wattis. As we look across the Northwoods League on this fine Monday evening. 1-0 pitch takes off, swung on and missed. Brody's throw down to second base is not in time. Murrah slides his feet first safely, and he's out in scoring position with nobody down, and the meat and potatoes coming up to the plate for lacrosse in this inning. Already a final in Thunder Bay, the Duluth Huskies taking down the Border Cats by a score of 6-4. It took 10 innings in Battle Creek to decide a winner between the Battle Jacks and the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. The hosts picking up the win, 3-2 the final. As Fond du Lac's playing two different Michigan opponents in the same day. 1-1 pitch on the outside corner, a called strike on Wattis, now a ball and two strikes. That was earlier. Now the Dock Spiders, Battle Creek to Kalamazoo. Right now at Homer Stryker Field, they trail the Growlers 9-4 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two different opponents in the same day doesn't happen often, especially if you're the traveling team as the 1-2 filed away. You'll see it sometimes in college summer baseball, independent baseball, where a home team will bring in two different opponents, one either a early morning start or a noon first pitch, and then an evening game against a different team. I've been a part of one of those before. It's as a broadcaster, it's interesting to have to prep not only your team for the day, but two opposing teams. Prior to the 1-2, a disengagement from Paulson. He'll get back on the rubber, and another two-strike delivery coming here to Wattis. Battle Creek also, they're doing that today. Speak of the devil, just as I had that thought out loud. The 1-2 pitch slapped foul down the left field line by Wattis. Battle Jacks hosted Fondy earlier, and now they bring in Traverse City. Currently top six, the Battle Jacks looking to sweep the day against two different opponents at MCCU Field. They lead 5-3 as it stands now. Top two teams in the Great Lakes West battling it out at Athletic Park, home of the Wausau Woodchucks. The 10-3 Woodchucks lead the 8-4 Mallards 2-0. 1-2 once again to Wattis, hit in the air down the left field line. That'll be another souvenir near the batting cage for a lucky fan in attendance tonight. We'll get another one-ball, two-strike delivery to the three-hole hitter of the Loggers here. Kokomo Jackrabbits got their second of the season yesterday. They're looking to make it three, and they lead right now at home in the top of the sixth against the Royal Oak Leprechaun. 2-0 the score. 1-2 pitch, bounced in there for ball two. An all-turf infield with a dirt mound here at Copeland Park and a grass outfield. A beautiful sight for a Monday night ball game entering the third week of play in the 31st Northwood League season. 2-2 the count. Paulson looks into Brody. Comes set, has his signs. Here it comes. This one hit in the air. Right field coming over. Degatti makes the grab. And a base-running error by Murrah took off for third immediately. Jorge crashing into the gap to make the play, and he'll throw to second in time. It's a 9-6 double play now, two outs and nobody on here in the home half of the third. Degatti was doubled off back in the first inning when he was running on. Max McGuire hitting into an inning-ending 9-3 double play. And Luke Davis, the DH hitting from the right side, a walk that he drew in his first split appearance second inning on seven pitches, came in to score on the Ryan Kucherich two-run blast in that frame. First pitch to Davis misses up and out for ball one. So we continue to look across the Northwoods League. Green Bay looking for their fourth win of the season. They're hosting the 6-6 Lakeshore Chinooks at Capital Credit Union Park. They lead 2-0 in the bottom of the third. 1-0 pitch in there for a called strike out of the hand of Nick Paulson. Count evens 1-1. Capital Credit Union Park, the site for the Raptors tomorrow night, a Tuesday night ball game against the Rockers, the first of many this season between division foes. As the 1-1 off-speed delivery misses low and out for ball two. 6:35 first pitch tomorrow night. First pitch time from now until Saturday with the exception of Thursday night's 6:05 game in Madison. The 2-1 misses outside for ball three. Obviously, our 3-0 game here at Copeland Park out in Minnesota, ISG Field, host of the 2024 All-Star Game, as the 3-1 pitch is swung on and missed by Davis into the glove of Brody. It's now a full count. 6-5, Mankato Moondogs in the top of the third, leading the 2-11 Rochester Honkers by a score of 4-1. Scoreless at Carson Park, Waterloo and Eau Claire in the top of the fourth. The 3-2 is popped foul behind home plate. At Simmons Field, home of the Kenosha Kingfish, the 8-5 Kingfish hosting a fellow 8-5 team in their division, the Rockford Rivets. The visitors and Rockford leading 3-0 in the top of the third. We have a delay in Bismarck as well. The Larks hosting the 3-8 Minot Hot Tots tonight. The 3-2. This is high, ball four. He draws a 7-pitch walk, the second 7-pitch walk he's drawn in as many innings. On base with two down in the bottom of the third. Top four at Joe Faber Field. The St. Cloud Rocks looking to get to 500 tonight in their 14th game of the season. They trail the Wilmer Stingers, who are 6-6, 2-0. And a 6:35 Mountain Time start concludes the night at Dickinson Baseball Field as the first pitch to Derek Mitchell misses up and out for ball one. It's one of the two new teams in the Northwoods League, the 7-6 Badlands Big Sticks, hosting the traveling 36-game team in the Northwoods League, the Minnesota Mud Puppies. Mud Puppies 1-5 entering tonight. 1-0 pitch, chopped on the ground, left side, Onati will glove. And throw to first, this one errant, and it's off the glove of Grayson Schaefer. Mitchell will stay at first. To third is Luke Davis. They're on the corners with two down here in the third. It's the second error for the Rafters tonight. Be an E5 there on Onati. And it'll bring up Ryan Kucherek. The two-run homer just an inning ago for the shortstop of the Loggers in his third game with the team and his first here at Copeland Park. Paulson, some traffic on the bases here. Mitchell bouncing off first, a pickoff move prior to the first delivery, trying to catch him leaning the other way. He dives back in safely. We'll talk standings in the Northwoods League when we get back for the top of the fourth inning. We've obviously said most of the records when going over the scores tonight, but we got to put teams with divisions people as a elevated heater on the first delivery from Paulson's there for a called strike. Rafters in the top of the fourth will send the top of the order to the plate. Boston, Degatti, McGuire in search of their first hit today. 0-1 pitch fouled back by Kucherek. The shortstop from LSU is in the hole here at 0-2. Right by the entry gate, one of the fans walking in just picked that one up on a one-hop off on course. That's one way to enter the stadium. 0-2 coming here from Paulson. Another popped in the air down the first base side. It's going to stay in the field of play for Grayson Schaefer in foul territory to make the catch and retire the side. The Loggers leave him on the corners. Don't push anything across here in the third. Top of the order, due up for the Rafters in the top of the fourth inning. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on your home Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fourth here in La Crosse, the Loggers leading your Raptors by a score of 3-0. Top of the order, do it for Wisconsin Rapids against the Logger right-hander, Tyler Albanese. Sandy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors on WFHR, back with you on the road, getting all 72 games in this season for your Raptors, either on your FM AM dials at 97.5 or 1320, or on the Civic Media app. No matter how you're tuning in, I want to thank you so much for listening to tonight's presentation of Raptor Baseball. Trotter Boston's 0-for-1 today, went down looking to start things offensively back in the top of the first for Wisconsin Rapids. The first pitch from Albanese to Boston, skied in the air, right field. Mitchell coming in right near the foul line, closing next to the Raptor bullpen, drifting into foul territory to make the catch. One pitch, one out for Albanese here in the fourth. No runs on no hits and two errors for the Raptors. Three runs on four hits and no errors for La Crosse thus far. The Raptors have gotten two base runners coming off a five-pitch walk with one out in the first from the man stepping into the right-handed batter's box right now, Jorge Degatti, and a leadoff walk an inning ago from Mason Onati. First pitch from Albanese to the Raptor right fielder, Degatti, is in there for a called strike. Looking at Degatti yesterday, reached base once, drew a leadoff walk in the fourth inning on five pitches, later came in to score one of the three runs in that inning. It's the 0-1 pitch, misses low and out on a breaking ball. Ryan Kucherek, the shortstop for La Crosse, the offensive highlight today, a two-run homer to break the scoreless tie back in the home half of the second inning. It's a 1-1 fastball, catches the outside corner, received well by Jack Collins to make it 1-2. Working quickly is Albanese in his second outing of the season. Out of the windup, here comes the 1-2. That one misses out in the left-handed batter's box. Degatti's worked an even count here in his second plate appearance. It's 2-2. For La Crosse in the home half of the fourth, 7-8-9, Collins, Pruitt, and Gable Mitchell do up. The 2-2. This one in the air, right center field, giving chase out in the gap. That is going to one-hop the wall. Ricocheting away from Hamilton in center field, Degatti will round second base and stay put there. It's the first hit for the Raptors tonight, and the first extra base hit in 2024 for Jorge Degatti in a Raptor uniform. He's aboard with one out here in the fourth. Field Degatti, the sigh of relief there. He joined the team for the second game in Madison last Thursday. Had a hit in that one. Had a knock as well against the Mallards Friday night, but gets on the board here with an extra base hit, shooting one the other way and putting himself in scoring position for Max McGuire with one out in the inning. McGuire hit into an inning-ending 9-3 double play, a diving grab made by Derek Mitchell in right field. Degatti well off the bag at first and couldn't get back in time. First pitch to Max, in on the hands, fouling this one away into the seats down the first base line. Count will begin 0-1 on the Raptor designated hitter tonight. McGuire last played at the Duck Pond on Wednesday against Madison, left the game in the third inning due to injury, and is back in the lineup tonight for the first time in 5 days. The 0-1 pitch coming here from the right-hander Albanese. He fires. A fastball on the inside corner, shooting the knees on that 90-mile-an-hour delivery is Albanese. He's way ahead here, no balls and two strikes. Schaefer on deck, McIntosh to follow, a runner in scoring position. Spot for the Raptors to chip away at the deficit as they look to get over 500 tonight. The 0-2 from the right-hander. Breaking ball, foul tip out of the glove of Collins. Will do another 0-2. As mentioned, this is the second of four total matchups between the Loggers and the Raptors this season. The next coming the weekend right before the All-Star break, July 20th and 21st. That Saturday, the 20th, will be at home at Witter Field. It'll be the last home game at Witter Field for eight or so days with the All-Star break in Mankato getting in between. The next 0-2 to McGuire, up and in, and that got him. Max appears to be all right. He'll take his base, and the Raptors have two on with one down in the inning. No trainers or Kirk Schreider leaving the Raptor dugout. It'll be a light jog for the DH down to first. He's aboard in his second plate appearance of the ballgame. Great chance here for Grayson Schaefer. Hitting from the right side and playing first base. This is back-to-back games with no Jack Mathey in the lineup. usually a staple in the middle of the order out of Ohio Dominican. He's caught. He's been the designated hitter a couple times and has played some right field even for the Raptors this year when needed. So the middle of the order consisting of McGuire, Schaefer, McIntosh. Schaefer and McIntosh having great days yesterday. Getting McGuire back from injury today is huge as the first pitch fastball to Schaefer misses inside for a ball. Grayson lined out to the shortstop Kucherek in his first at-bat of the ballgame to lead off the second inning. Degatti on second, McGuire on first. Here comes the 1-0. Swing and a miss from Schaefer. Climbing the ladder was Grayson on that heater, but couldn't connect. Count evens at a ball and a strike. The Boise, Idaho native looks to continue his hot streak at the plate and awaits a 1-1 from Albanese. Missing on the inner part of the plate for ball two. No runs now on one hit and two errors for the Raptors. Three runs on four hits, no errors for the Loggers. Looking to get their ninth win of the season. Albanese set the 2-1. That one's there on the outside corner, a 90-mile-an-hour heater. That's called strike two. Schaefer will have to go to battle here. 2-2 the count. Talked about looking at the standings in the Northwoods League. We can start with the Great Lakes West Division, the division that all Raptor fans care the most about. Well, that's our division. That's where we reside. The 2-2 breaking ball fought off by Schaefer, fouling that one away. Wausau leading in first by a game and a half at 10-3 over the 8-4 Mallards of Madison. Lakeshore at 6-6 in third place, 3.5 back. Same can be said for our Raptors at 6-6, 3.5 out. Fond du Lac at 5-8, 5 games back of Wausau, and Green Bay bringing up the rear at 3-9, 6.5 out of first place. Couple looks back at second. Albanese brings another 2-2 home. Breaking ball hit on a line into left field. That's down for a base hit in front of Mira. Getting the wave around third is Degatti. He's going to come in to score. It's an RBI single for Grayson Schaefer, his fifth hit in the last two games. Runners on first and second with one out in the fourth. It's 3-1 lacrosse. Schaefer continues to see Lager pitching well and with an RBI. McGuire to second. And now Kyler McIntosh to the plate. He went down swinging back in the second inning. He is the beer batter tonight in lacrosse, and the Lager fans in attendance reaping the benefits of that strikeout for him back in the second inning. First pitch swung on and missed on a fastball from Albanese to make it 0-1. McIntosh, two doubles and a single yesterday, drove in three big runs for the Raptors. They ended up winning by three. A huge difference maker was the shortstop. The 0-1 swung on and missed. Back-to-back 90-mile. Quickly 0-2. Jake Beauchesne is on deck. Mason Onati to follow, getting into the middle. And then ladder third of the Raptor order for the second time. Albanese is 0-2. Missing outside, a ball and two strikes. Look in the Great Lakes East. Battle Creek, Kenosha, Rockford, Traverse City. Four of the seven teams tied at the top with an 8-5 record. High-quality ball played out there in the Great Lakes East so far this year. The 1-2. Is swung on and missed. McIntosh chasing downstairs. Second strikeout today for Kyler coming here in the fourth inning. To bring up Jake Beauchesne with two on and two out here in the top of the fourth. It's 3-1 Loggers as it stands. Beauchesne grounded out to the second baseman Pruitt 4-3 to end a 1-2-3 top of the second in his last plate appearance. After the 4-8-5 teams in the Great Lakes East, once again, that's Battle Creek, Kenosha, Rockford, and Traverse City. Kalamazoo at 6-6 is a game and a half out of first place. Royal Oak in their first season in the Northwoods League, currently sitting at 5-8 and 3 back. The first pitch to Beauchesne's a breaking ball taken for strike one, right down the heart of the plate. Last place in the Great Lakes East through 12 games and 5.5 out is the 2-10 Kokomo Jackrabbits. We'll get to the Great Plains divisions when we get to the home half of the fourth inning. 0-1 the count. Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting center fielder, awaits. When bounced in there, it one hops over the glove of the catcher Collins into the screen. To third, McGuire. To second, Schaefer. Two ducks on the pond for Jake Beauchesne and a 1-1 count here in the top of the fourth. Onati on deck. Brody to follow. Beauchesne, two-run homers on Saturday against Madison. Also had two outstanding diving plays in center field. Probably the best individual game performance we've seen from a Rafter position player thus far in the season. 1-1 breaking ball, tap back to the mound. Albanese, big 6-7 frame, skying up to snag it. The underhand throw to first is close. Wattis receives. O'Shane thought he beat it out, but it's not in time. 1-3 put out to end the top of the fourth inning. The Rafters score a run on two hits, no errors, and they leave two on. We head to the home half of the frame, and a pitching change for the Rafters. It's the right-hander from Des Plaines, Illinois, and Northern Illinois University, Sam Arnold, today take over. When we come back at Copeland Park, you're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Sam Arnold enters the fray out of the Rafter bullpen. The right-hander is the first relief pitcher to be used tonight for Kirk Schreider. And your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR, bringing back to you more baseball in the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-1 the score. The Rafters getting a run back in the top of the inning. Jorge Degatti had a one-out double and was brought in two hitters later on an RBI single to left field from Grayson Schaefer. 7-8-9 to up for the Loggers in this home half of the frame. The right-handed hitting Jack Collins swinging away on a first pitch delivery from Arnold. It's a strike. Collins grounded out to third back in the second inning. Gable Mitchell, the opposing third baseman for lacrosse. It was Onati, third baseman for the Rafters, to make that play. Mitchell's due up third in this inning for lacrosse. The 0-1 pitch hit on the ground, left side once again. Backhand in the hole by the shortstop McIntosh. The throw to first is in time. Pair of groundouts thus far for Collins. The leadoff man retired here in the fourth inning. Arnold, the right-hander formerly of Oakton Community College, now at Northern Illinois, making his third appearance of the season. Last threw an inning against Madison on June 5th. That Wednesday night, 9-6 loss. Allowed two hits, two runs, one walk, two punch-outs. He faced seven Mallard hitters that night at the Duck Pond. First pitch to Cam Pruitt is in there for a called strike. The right-handed hitting second baseman collected a base hit back in the second. Later came in to score on an RBI single from the man on deck, Gable Mitchell. The right-hander, Arnold, rocks and fires the 0-1. Just missing on the inside corner, an 89-mile-an-hour heater evens the count at 1-1. Arnold's first appearance of the season came back in the first home win for the Rafters against Waterloo on the 29th of May. An inning thrown, one hit, one run allowed. It wasn't earned. Walked one, struck out one, facing six buck hitters as the 1-1 pitch cut on and missed by Pruitt. Arnold ahead here, a ball and two strikes. Do it for the Rafters in the fifth when we get there, 7-8-9 for a second time tonight. Onati, Brody, and McClanahan. The 1-2 coming here from Sam Arnold. Chopped on the ground over to third on a two-hop. Onati gloves down at his ankles. A jumping throw across to first is in time. A pair of groundouts, two up, two down here in the fourth for Sam Arnold. It'll bring up the nine-hitter and third baseman Gable Mitchell. Mitchell, the aforementioned RBI single in his first at-bat back in the second inning, also hit ninth for the Loggers yesterday at Witter Field, but was the shortstop, had two hits and two runs scored, scoring runs in the seventh and ninth innings off his singles yesterday. First pitch from Arnold to him is fouled back to the screen. Top of the order looming in the on-deck circle for a third time, it's the Vanderbilt Commodore, R.J. Hamilton. For Paulson's line tonight in his third appearance and second start of the season, three innings thrown, four hits allowed, three runs, two of which were earned, as the 0-1 pitch misses low and out for ball one. The lefty from UW-Stevens Point walked two batters, his first two walks issued of the season, at two strikeouts and 59 pitches thrown. The opposing side for lacrosse, four innings of one-run ball, 63 pitches thrown for the San Jose State right-hander Tyler Albanese, as the 1-1 pitch showing bunt is Mitchell pulls back, but it's called a strike from the home plate umpire Shem Martin. Now a ball and two strikes with two outs and nobody on here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Arnold working first base side of the rubber, the payoff. Hit softly in the air, left field, McIntosh ranging out. No one's going to get it. It's going to drop in between McClanahan and McIntosh. Gets under the wickets of the left fielder McClanahan, but Tyler regains it in time to fire it into second and keep Mitchell at first base. Two for two with two singles tonight for Gable Mitchell. He's four for four in his last four at-bats with four singles. Back to the top of the order, flipping the card to R.J. Hamilton, the right-handed hitting center fielder. Hamilton went down swinging to start the ballgame offensively for lacrosse back in the bottom of the first. Most recently, a ground out to the shortstop McIntosh to retire the side in the bottom of the second. Arnold out of the stretch for the first time today. Righty on righty battle. First pitch bounced in for ball one. Yesterday for the Rafters, forearms thrown. Burns, Krusenberry, Anziani, and Alex Honeyman. We'll see how many Kirk Schreider, Mike Spears go to today. Sands set at the belt. The 1-0 swung on and missed. Count evens 1-1. Bottom four, as we mentioned, four road games in 5 days for the Rafters starting today. They're back home this weekend and in to the middle of the week next week. An extended stay in Wisconsin Rapids to come. The 1-1. Runner takes off. This one fouled back by Hamilton. Count 1-2 off the catcher. Brody having to go back first will be Gable Mitchell. Coming in from out of town to see this weekend's action, have yet to find a place to stay. The Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids is here for you, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-leg companions. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. The next 1-2 from Arnold, breaking ball, chasing away is Hamilton. He's down swinging. Arnold faces just one over the minimum here in the fourth, allows a two-out single to Gable Mitchell, but the Loggers can't push anything across. We head to the top of the fifth here at Copeland Park, 3-1 the score. You're listening to Raptor Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Rafter baseball back here. It's the top of the fifth inning from Copeland Park, home of the La Crosse Loggers, the second of a home-and-home with the Loggers. After the Rafters were able to get victory yesterday in a Sunday matinee by a score of 8-5, they trail La Crosse 3-1 right now. Andy Ockmeyer voiced the Rafters on WFHR. Do up for the Rafters in this fifth inning. 7-8-9, Mason Onati, Alex Brody, and Tyler McClanahan. And Onati, a 7-pitch walk in his first plate appearance back to lead off the third inning, was caught stealing by the catcher Jack Collins during Tyler McClanahan's at-bat with one out. Looking at Onati yesterday, hit 7th at third base, had an RBI single in the 4th. First pitch from Albanese to Onati, misses up and out for ball one. This will be the 65th pitch here for Albanese, the right-hander out of San Jose State, making his second appearance of the season. Now entering 4-plus territory. The 1-0 is there on the outside corner and a fastball for a called strike. 4-plus now, 65 pitches, 2 hits allowed, 1 earned run for Albanese. Walking 2, striking out 5 Rafter hitters thus far. The right-hander set, here comes the 1-1. Popped up in the air, down the left field line in foul territory, giving chase, and sticking with it is the third baseman Gable Mitchell to make the grab for the first out of the inning. It'll bring up Alex Brody. Brody in the 8th spot went down swinging in the third inning in his first plate appearance and at bat of the night. We never got to the Great Plains East in standings and West. The Great Plains East, the division of the La Crosse Loggers, looking to get a game back on the first-place Thunder Bay Border Cats here tonight. First pitch to Brody. This is the inside corner for ball one. Thunder Bay drops their second straight this afternoon. 10-4 of the Border Cats. The Loggers at 8-5, just a game and a half out of first place. Another 8-win team in the Great Lakes, or Great Plains East, as the 1-0 pitch misses low and inside for ball two on the Rafter catcher. That is the Duluth Huskies, who defeated Thunder Bay earlier this afternoon. They're 2 back. Eau Claire at 7-6, 2.5 out of first place in 4th in the division. The 2-0 missing inside, having to turn his back there is Brody. 3 balls and no strikes now. Waterloo's won their last 4. The 5-6 Bucks are 3.5 back of the Border Cats. 5 games out of first place are the 1-5 Minnesota Mud Puppies. And rounding out the bunch are the 2-11 Rochester Honkers, 7.5 out of first place. As Brody awaits the 3-0 delivery from the right-hander Albanese, working into his fifth inning tonight. This one misses upstairs for ball four. Brody aboard in his second plate appearance, drawing a 4-pitch walk with one out here in the fifth inning. In the Great Plains West, it's the Bismarck Larks in first place at 8-5. Mankato, 6-5, the record of the second-place Moondogs. They're a game back, as are the Badlands Big Sticks in terms of the game backs category. They're 7-6. Wilmer at 6-6 in third place, a game and a half out. They've lost their last 3, have the Stingers. Looking to right the ship tonight is the only team in the Northwoods League that won 50-plus games last season. First pitch to Tyler McClanahan from Albanese is fouled back to the screen. Count begins 0-1 on the Rafter left fielder, who went down looking in his first trip to the plate in this ballgame back in the third inning. St. Cloud at 6-7, 2 games out in the place. Minot Hot Tots, through 11 games, are 3-8 and 4 out of first place. As the 0-1 pitch swung on and missed by McClanahan, count moves to no balls and 2 strikes on the freshman out of Orlando, Florida. An on-base percentage of .389 thus far in the campaign for Tyler. Albany set, 9 on the pitch clock, the 0-2. He got him looking. 3-pitch strikeout of McClanahan, his second time going down, both looking in this ballgame. 2 outs with a runner on first base, back to the top of the order with Trotter Boston. A run on 2 hits and 2 errors for the Rafters thus far, 3 runs on 5 hits and no errors for the Loggers. La Crosse having their 2-3-4 spots due up in the home half of this inning. The left fielder Matt Mira, Zach Wattis, the first baseman, and then the designated hitter Luke Davis to face the right-handed reliever who just worked a scoreless fourth inning, Sam Arnold. First pitch to Trotter Boston. Misses low and outside for ball one. Boston's 0-2 today. Went down looking in the first inning. Most recently flew out to Derek Mitchell in right field to lead off the top of the fourth. Rafters sent six to the plate in the fourth when they scored their lone run on an RBI single from Grayson Schaefer. 1-0 pitch. Popped in the air foul beyond the third base dugout of the Loggers. Count evens at a ball and a strike on the Rafters' second baseman. All three Logger runs coming in the home half of the second. The aforementioned lone run for the Rafters coming in the fourth thus far. A couple steps off first is Brody following the four-pitch walk he drew with one out in the frame. The 1-1. That one missing downstairs. Boston ahead here, two balls and a strike. 83 on that off-speed delivery from the right-hander, Albanese. Who won the count. The right-hander with eight on the pitch clock takes a quick look over to first before coming set his next delivery. Swung on and missed by Boston into the glove of Collins. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. A Rafter loss tonight will put them back under 500 at 6-7 prior to heading to Capital Credit Union Park in Green Bay tomorrow night. A 6:35 first pitch, the first of six against the Rockers on the road this year. 2-2 pitch, got him looking. Two punch outs to end the inning. For the right-hander, Tyler Albanese, he's worked five innings of one-run ball against the Rafters here this evening at Copeland Park. We'll be back for the home half of the fifth inning. 2-3-4, due up for the Loggers against the right-hander, Sam Arnold, in just a minute. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Defensive change for the Rafters as we enter the home half of the fifth inning from Copeland Park. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Your home of the Rafters, either on your FM AM dials at 97.5 or 1320 or on the Civic Media app. Jake Beauchesne moves from center to left field. Miles Vandenhoevel will check into the nine spot for Tyler McClanahan and be the new center fielder for the Rafters. 2-3-4 for the Loggers due up in this inning. The first pitch to the left fielder, Matt Mira, misses upstairs for ball one. Sam Arnold worked a scoreless fourth inning in relief, throwing 15 pitches, allowing one hit, and facing four. The 1-0 to Mira. That one's there right down the chute on that 88-mile-an-hour heater from Arnold to even the count up at 1-1. Mira's 1-for-2 today, a ground out to third base and Mason Onati back in the first inning. Most recently, Mira led off the third with a base hit off Nick Paulson. The 1-1 coming here from Sam Arnold. Breaking ball, missing low and out, not chasing Mira. He's ahead here, two balls and a strike. So McClanahan finishes his day at the plate 0-for-2 with a pair of looking strikeouts, and the coaching staff had seen enough, a change being made defensively.